98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 24 degrees at 8:30 on a Wednesday morning. The future of Brexit and Britain's Conservative Party is in question as Prime Minister Theresa May faces a no-confidence vote. May reacted to the vote.
Sir Graham Brady has confirmed that he has received 48 letters from Conservative MPs, so there will now be a vote of confidence in my leadership of the Conservative Party. I will contest that vote with everything I've got.
Many British lawmakers have criticized May for her handling of the Brexit negotiations. New bridges will be built on East Wichita, near Brookside, 2nd Street, also Douglas, along with improvements at Kellogg and 143rd Street East.
The bridges are nearly 70 years old. Construction on the 2nd Street Bridge will start in the summer of 2019 and will finish by the end of the year. The city will then move to the Douglas Street Bridge, a project that will be done in two parts so that Douglas doesn't have to be closed. The city also approved more improvements to eastbound Kellogg at 143rd Street East. The right turning lane will be extended to the ramp from K96, and the left turning lane will be extended nearly the same length. Councilmember Pete Meitzner explained why the city needed to act.
There has been some accidents there that even had a good friend get rear-ended there as well.
There's no word on when this project will be started, but it is scheduled to be completed before the East Kellogg improvements have wrapped up. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Well, Kansas continues to see comparatively low gasoline prices. Sean Stewart is with AAA Kansas.
This week, Kansas has the fifth cheapest gas in the United States. We're down another 7 cents this week for an average of $2.09.
Parts of Kansas are below $2 a gallon. Prices in Wichita Monday went up around 10 cents a gallon to $1.99. Stewart says Missouri has the cheapest statewide average in the country at an even $2 a gallon. Kansas Governor-elect Laura Kelly is selling premium tables at her inaugural ball in January for $10,000, five times what the law says is the contribution limit. The inaugural committee and State Ethics Commission are conferring over compliance with the $2,000 limit on contributions to such celebrations. Now, Kelly's committee is offering a $10,000 gold package for a table of 10. There's a timeline now set in the sentencing for President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort. This as the president's former fixer is set to hear his own sentence.
A federal judge set a hearing to discover whether Manafort violated his plea deal for January 25th. Through the month of January, the prosecution and defense will examine and perhaps dispute each other's case. That will all lead to February 8th, when a Virginia judge will hand down Manafort's sentence for financial fraud. Meanwhile, President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, will be sentenced today in New York after pleading guilty to tax evasion and campaign finance violations. Even as he cooperates with prosecutors, they ask for a substantial term for his crimes. In New York, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We are mostly clear in Wichita as we start today. Sunny this afternoon. We should reach 55 for the high, but an upper-level low-pressure system begins to move into the plains. That will spread in some light rain or drizzle, primarily overnight. Windy with a low 34. Occasional rain mixed with some wet snow early tomorrow. Thursday's high 41, clearing by Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, calm, and 24 degrees at KNSS. 8:34 with Steve and Ted on this Wednesday, December 12, 2018. On this date in 1977, the dance movie Saturday Night Fever, starring John Travolta, premiered in New York, taking advantage of the disco craze. Had a lot of great music on that soundtrack, Ted. Beautiful music on Saturday Night Fever. That was one of the top-selling albums ever.
Yep. Great soundtrack. The Bee Gees.
1977. All right, it's 8:35 now with Steve and Ted. It is time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Bill Cosby's defense team is still trying to get the entertainer out of prison, hoping their claims of procedural mistakes can jumpstart the case.
The defense cites several errors, including what they say was a feud between Judge Stephen O'Neill and an ex-Montgomery County prosecutor, as details that call Cosby's sentence into question. Cosby was sentenced in September to 3 to 10 years on aggravated indecent assault charges. He's serving the time in Pennsylvania's state prison system. The defense also says Judge O'Neill allowing five additional accusers to testify and allowing some of Cosby's deposition to be broadcast should be grounds for a new trial. The judge has not said when he will issue a decision. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Look back at some of the most notable quotes from this year.
This year's update to the Yale Book of Quotes, dominated by politics, whether critical of the president or supportive.
I just love Trump. That's my boy.
Kanye West on TMZ, his tweet, "We are both dragon energy," making the list. Also notable, this from the president's personal attorney about truth.
No, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
Rudy Giuliani on NBC's Meet the Press, talking about the Mueller investigation. From the president's Supreme Court pick, Brett Kavanaugh, during confirmation hearings.
I liked beer. I still like beer.
And even a quote from the president himself, the tweet that he's a genius, a very stable genius. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A theatrical version of the holiday hit film Love Actually, sparking a buzz.
Love Actually Live, a production in Beverly Hills, California, pays tribute to beloved Christmas flick Love Actually with an all-star cast and 15-piece orchestra. The musical features songs from the film's soundtrack and an original tune titled Love Is Actually All Around. Creators say it takes place in a three-dimensional world where scenery and video screens intertwine to bring unforgettable scenes to life. Love Actually Live runs at the Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts through December. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A 70s rock band holds the title Most Streamed Song for the 20th Century.
It's not Drake or Rihanna or Beyonce or Taylor that sings the most streamed song in the 20th century.
Is this the
Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody holds the title, according to Universal Music Group. The song streamed more than 1.6 billion times globally on streaming platforms like Spotify.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
The song, which was recorded in 1975, has had a surge of popularity following the film Bohemian Rhapsody, which chronicles the band's success and the life of its charismatic lead singer, Freddie Mercury. Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit and Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine were close behind. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Gamers around the world making more money than ever. Fox Biz.
Your insider's cheat code to gaming. I'm Eamon Dignam. Gaming is big business, but now so are the entertainment industries surrounding it. Michael Yum is the co-founder and CEO of BM Studios, who's behind the Leisure Economy Research Study. He says there are new ideas for making money.
New markets that are opening up for actual gamers.
And they are building their own worlds inside game companies' worlds.
Gamers were starting to make, you know, play videos or interactive videos, things with like Minecraft.
The study says that pro gamers, including both esports stars and entertainers, have increased earnings close to 350% in the past 2 years.
A streamer named Ninja making more revenue than, you know, some of the other top influencers in the sports world.
The study predicts a 700% increase in sponsorship revenue by 2021. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
Let's take a look at the use of alcohol.
He has a license to kill, but as the New York Post puts it, James Bond also has a license to swill. Researchers in New Zealand counted 109 times in all the movies that Agent 007 consumed alcohol. That's an average of 4.5 times per film. Bond's top intake, a half dozen martinis in Quantum of Solace. The researchers conclude James Bond has a chronic problem with alcohol. As a result of his drinking, they say Bond engages in high-risk behavior like car chases, high-stakes gambling, and jumping into bed with dangerous women. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Duh. Yeah. You're telling me something
it's
I don't 007.
Know? It's 007.
I know.
It's a created character.
Yes.
It's would, supposed to be like that.
Be rather dull if he wasn't doing those
yes.
things.
He wears a bow tie as well.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
I know. News
That's
and
fun.
Sports topped cable for the year.
Fox News Channel topped the list of the most watched cable network for the third year in a row for 2018, according to Nielsen's ratings in both primetime and in total day ratings. It was followed again by ESPN. Thanks to the midterms, the news channel rose 2.5%. However, the sports network declined. Coming in third, MSNBC, followed by HGTV and the USA Network, TBS, TNT, History, Hallmark, and ID round out the top 10. And unfortunately, not many people laughing in 2018. Comedy.TV ranked last, averaging 1,000 viewers to Fox's 2.5 million during primetime. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Few anniversaries today. It was 25 years ago on this night on CBS. The made-for-television musical comedy drama Gypsy was on the air on CBS, starring Bette Midler as Gypsy Rose Lee. Good cast, Cynthia Gibb, Ed Asner, Michael Jeter, Tony Shalhoub, and Wichita's own Mike Moore was in that cast. It was on CBS 25 years ago on this night. I shared the stage with Mike Moore. He was a freshman when I was a senior at Capon.
Oh, how about that?
Theater department.
Yeah.
Mike went on to do a lot of great work on Broadway, and we saw him on TV 25 years ago on this night on Gypsy. Actor Van Johnson passed away 10 years ago on this day. I share a birthday with Van Johnson, and he was a huge star in the 40s and the 50s.
He was.
Red hair, was in a ton
curly
of movies.
Hair.
He was in the Caine Mutiny and Brigadoon back-to-back in the mid-1950s.
Wow. Two big hits.
A couple of really big movies there. Van Johnson passed away 10 years ago on this day. Tallulah Bankhead died 50 years ago on this day. Deep-voiced siren, did a lot of stage work, also movies and TV as well. Her dad was the Speaker of the House. Didn't know if you knew that.
No.
And her uncle and her grandfather were both U.S. senators.
Wow.
She was from Alabama, of course.
Political family. Yeah.
Very political family. Of course, she did a lot of work on stage and on screen as well. She was in the... Her best-known movie is probably Alfred Hitchcock's Lifeboat.
Oh, yeah.
She was really good in that.
Not many people named Tallulah.
No.
That's a unique
name. It's a unusual name.
Yeah.
Her last TV role was as a Batman villain.
Oh, really?
The Black Widow in March of 1967.
Great.
Tallulah Bankhead. She passed away 50 years ago on this day. 80 years ago on this day, the release of the Warner Brothers cartoon Daffy Duck in Hollywood. It was the final Daffy Duck cartoon directed by Tex Avery. It was the first Daffy Duck solo cartoon when he started to become a star.
Ah,
80 years ago.
Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck in Hollywood.
Love Daffy.
Got three big birthdays today.
Daffy. Mm.
Singer Dionne Warwick, 78 today.
What a voice.
All those great Burt Bacharach,
yes.
Hal David songs.
I've got them.
Singer Dionne Warwick is 78 today. Singer Connie Francis is 81 today.
Wow.
She had a lot of hits.
Yes.
And one of my heroes of all time, game show host Bob Barker. 95 today. I guess we should have played a game to see if you could guess his age without going over.
Plinko or whatever.
Bob Barker is 95 today. And let's finish up. Let's check in with Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
The CDC is reminding people to not eat raw cookie dough because it could harbor E. coli bacteria. But that won't stop me from making my famous cookie dough romaine wraps.
Well, that sounds good.
I lied. I have one more item.
One more.
Yes. Each year, the Library of Congress adds 25 films to the National Film Registry. And they have come out with their new list for this year, for 2018. There are some really good movies on this list. Of this year's nominees. Added to the list this year, Bad Day at Black Rock.
Oh, very good.
I love that movie.
Interesting.
Broadcast News.
Yeah.
Brokeback Mountain. Disney's Cinderella.
Okay.
Days of Wine and Roses.
Ooh, yeah.
Jack Lemmon, Lee Remick.
Yeah.
Hud.
Hud, one
Paul
of my
Newman,
favorites.
Yeah.
Paul Newman.
Jurassic Park. The Lady from Shanghai. Orson Welles.
Orson Welles.
Rita Hayworth.
Yep.
My Fair Lady. On the Town. Frank Sinatra and Gene Kelly, One-Eyed Jax.
Ah, that's a good movie.
Yeah. Rebecca, another Hitchcock, yeah.
Yeah.
And The Shining.
That's a pretty good list.
That's pretty darn good list.
Good list.
And those are among the 25 this year that have been added to the Library of Congress National Film Registry. Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby.
844 Steve and Ted coming up. Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. What's going on at Bombardier in Wichita? Steve and Ted on KNSS.